deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. This is episode 19 on the 19th of December. Today's episode is entitled Advent Home. Our Bible reading is Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. The angel said to Joseph, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife." Lots of things tend to worry us: money, jobs, health, safety. But most people worry about relationships more than anything else. One aspect of relationships that worries especially young people is whether they'll make the right decision about a life partner. That's how Joseph felt that first Advent, having decided to marry Mary and then discovering she was pregnant and he wasn't the father. He was worried. He was afraid. An angel visited Joseph and spoke right into the heart of his situation, telling him so clearly and succinctly, "Do not be afraid." Then the angel reassured Joseph of what he should do. He was told, take Mary home to be his wife. In saying take her home, the angel is saying they should get married. I've been pondering on this simple definition of marriage, to take home. It's obviously important. It's used twice for emphasis in this passage, once by the angel, then again when the gospel writer Matthew tells us that Joseph did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home to be his wife. So they got married. Joseph took Mary home. Just one word is used in Greek for this. The word is paralabin. It could be translated take near or take to oneself or join to oneself, or as translated here, to take home. The idea is being joined. Joined in companionship, joined in friendship, in relationship and family. Behind the word is the idea of active choice, of taking personal initiative and making a decision. Amy Trulin says that from this one Greek word, we learn that, and this is what she says, marriage is the joining of a man and woman who form an intimate association, a companionship, a communion, a covenant. These two people take each other on their journey through life. Each one receives the other to himself or herself, accepting the other person totally, and each one does so freely of the will and by a firm personal consent. All this reminds us that marriage is a beautiful thing. It's the taking of another into your life, into your home. All this means that we need to think carefully about who and what we take into our lives and into our homes. God is interested in these things and wants to guide us in our choices. If we marry, then the choice of spouse is the most crucial building block for our lives and homes. After that, there are many other things that we take into our home that influence them. Our possessions, which help or hinder how we live. Our conversation and the language we use, which shape the people in the home much more than we realise. Then there's things like the food that we eat in our homes, with diet heavily impacting our health and lifestyle. And then the media we listen to and watch, you know, films, TV, YouTube, radio, often constantly blaring in the background of our homes. You know, our home represents our life. That's why who we share our home with is so important. But it's also important to consider what is in your home. Who and what are we welcoming in this Advent? As you approach Christmas, may I encourage you to look after your home and what happens there. Let's be like Joseph and actively choose well this Advent. Let's invest lovingly and wisely in our relationships. Let's give time and care to our loved ones. They're precious. And rather than being passive, let's be active and not allow all sorts of rubbish to shape our homes. God is interested in who and what you take home.